Welcome to The Germans and Their Clichés. This podcast is part of our theme week, Explaining Germany to the World, which will give you an understanding of German culture and what life in Germany is like. Today, we will have a closer look at the clichés and prejudices that German people from different parts of the country hold against each other. Furthermore, are we going to explain where these clichés have their origin? Please note that our statements are just prevalent clichés.
Let's start with the relationship between Western and Eastern Germans. Germany was divided after the Second World War and was not reunited until 1990. After the reunion, there had been a huge economic disparity between West, the Federal Republic of Germany, and East, the former German Democratic Republic. The government needed to introduce measures to support their new citizens and introduced a financial support tax, which has to be paid by the so-called old German federal states to the new ones. This tax exists up to this day. This is the origin of the prejudice that Eastern Germans are poor and stingy. In fact, there is still one of the highest unemployment rates of whole Germany in the former German Democratic Republic.
Now, let's shift the focus to the south. Bavaria, the federal state with probably the longest tradition in whole Germany. Oktoberfest, beer, Brezen, Weißwurst, Trachten, brass music. It is not only famous in Germany itself, but also across the border. When foreigners are asked about typical German trademarks, this is the most common image that comes to their mind. Bavarians are very proud of this cultural heritage and have a strong bond to their roots. In addition to that, many of them feel superior to the rest of the country and therefore want Bavaria to become a sovereign state. That leads to the cliché that Bavarians are separatists, very conservative and arrogant. However, they are statistically the most intelligent people due to a good educational system.
Concerning tradition, the Rhineland in Germany's west is also very famous for a special trademark. Carnival has a long tradition in the area around Cologne and Düsseldorf. It had originally been celebrated to banish bad spirits in which people believed in medieval times. Nowadays, it is more of a commercial party where people dress in funny costumes, get drunk and celebrate life. It is in a way very similar to Halloween. People from the Rhineland are said to be open-minded and modern, which may be the reason for the largest group of gay people in Germany living in Cologne. Because of their attitude not to worry too much about life, and having fun with almost everyone, the Rhinelanders are also said to be superficial.
The last stop on our short cliché travel through Germany is the north of the country. The area of seafarers and Schiedwetter, the northern German term for bad weather. As cold as the weather is, as reserved is the northerner's character and mood, according to this cliché. Their humor is said to be very specific and often not understood by people from other parts of the country. However, they are also said to be very honest and tough.
As you have seen, there is a huge mixture of diverse cultural varieties in Germany due to people's historical and regional background. That is where all the clichés have their origin, and we only mentioned a few. We hope you have gained a little insight into the atmosphere of the inner German relationships, and maybe, if you travel to Germany yourself, you prove some of these clichés true or false.
So make your own opinion.
Thank you for listening.